all across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today. We've got some great programs for you. I think you'll find very interesting. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or at the web. VeteransRadio.org is our new URL, VeteransRadio.org, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to VeteransRadio.org. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to NVBDC.org. We want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at LegalHelpForVeterans.com. Welcome, I am Jim Fossone, and this is Veterans Radio Spotlight on National Veteran Business Development Council, better known as NVBDC.org. Veterans Radio has a partnership with NVBDC, which is the nation's leading third-party authority for certification of veteran-owned businesses of all sizes. It's a 501c3 nonprofit established in 2013. It addresses the growing need to identify and certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses for commercial or corporate marketplace as well as government contracts. NVDC administers a rigorous certification process designed to withstand the scrutiny of those corporate entities. And we want to welcome today to Veterans Radio Jim Cowper, who is on the advisory board for NVBDC. Jim, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thrilled to be here on behalf of NVBDC. Happy to talk about anything that helps our nation's veterans.
Well, we appreciate that. And you have a long and impressive history in the business world, a career that's 30-plus years in the making. The sales you've generated are in the billions. You are deep and wide in areas of commercial, defense, government, automotive areas, and actually nationwide, or not only nationwide, internationally you have experience, and we're going to get to talk about a little bit of that a little later. But where I want to start is, how did you get involved with NVBDC on its advisory board?
Well, you know, we always tease all great things are invented in Detroit, and NVBDC is just another one of those. So when I was the president of a local Detroit technical staffing company, we were veteran owned, and one of the things that all of the DOD contracts and the United States government is always looking for is how do you prove that you're a certified owned business. And roll back 10 years ago when NVBDC was launched, it was an extreme gray area. There was really no gold standard for how a company would be deemed certified. So I went looking for that in the business we were running. We needed this credibility for our DOD clients to grow the business, to gain more DOD clients. And I came across Keith King in NVBDC, and Keith was year one into the process of getting NVBDC approved as the certification entity for veteran-owned businesses. And I saw the value for our company, and I saw the value for all the veterans across the nation. So I immediately said, how can I be involved? And can I volunteer my time? Can I volunteer my staff's time to help drive veteran business? And Keith was gracious enough to let me be involved. I did not serve. So my hat and heart is off to everyone who's served, both active duty now and those that have served in the past. And I'm in, as a technical staffing professional, I've employed thousands and thousands of veterans in both the public space, you know, convinced the automotive industry here in Detroit that veterans have a unique talent that they should hire, and thankfully they have. And then obviously it goes hand in hand with DoD contracts. So I sought NVBDC out. I was looking for that gold standard to be able to go to my customers and say, we are veteran-owned. We are certified veteran-owned. And it has helped us win business. It has helped us maintain and retain business. And of course, the greatest gift is being able to employ veterans and seeing them do all the things that all of us do once we're employed and take care of our families and, of course, pay taxes in this wonderful state of the United States. So short story, that's how I got there. And I'm thrilled 10 years later, I'm still involved.
No, it's a great story, and it gives you a unique perspective. You've been on both sides of it. You've been on the side of, hey, I got to get my company certified, and then what the value of that certification is, and now also being on the advisory board, being able to talk with NVBDC about how business owners think, how customers think. Tell us a little bit about the value you saw in and continue to see in certification.
Well, I've got three buckets here. So first off, thank you to all the corporations, we're 185 plus, that send funding to NVBDC so we can keep doing what we're doing. And as you can imagine, those are the who's who of America. You can go to NVBDC.org and look at all the corps that sponsor us. So the corps see the value. The veterans to veterans see value. So when we have our national meeting in November, or we have a lot of matchmaker meetings throughout the year, veterans can come into the room and talk to other veterans. A small business that might be two or three people to a billion-dollar business. And the veterans can learn from one another. And then for me, as a guy running a business and always looking to recruit veterans to employ them, that networking is just invaluable. And I'll say to all the veteran-owned businesses out there, stay with it. You'll get certified at NVBDC. It is the beginning, not the end. You have to work with corporations. It takes time to win business, whether it's in the veteran space or not in the veteran space. So once you get your NVBDC certification, stick with it. Renew it every year. Keep coming to the meetings. Keep networking. That's where the value is. And I don't know if anybody saw the Tom Brady Hall of Fame induction speech the other day. He talked about it's hard work. Success is hard work. And I can't emphasize that enough to these veteran-owned businesses. Many are small, and I recognize they're small. Stick with it. You will be successful. The nation is interested and honors veterans and wants to employ them, but it's hard work.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows
by visiting us at veteransradio.org. That's veteransradio.org.
And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
We again want to thank our national sponsors, the National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC.org, VA Ann Arbor Health Care System, the Vietnam Veterans of America Charles S. Kettles Chapter, Ann Arbor, Michigan, VFW Graf O'Hara Post 423 in Ann Arbor, and the American Legion Press Corps Post 46, also in Ann Arbor. We appreciate all your support. You can go to veteransradio.net, click on the sponsor level, and continue to support keeping Veterans Radio on the air. And until next time, you are dismissed.